Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
The Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program knows this is a hard time for farmers and ranchers, and we want you to know we're still open and we're still here for you. The Ag Mediation Program is a free service that provides mediation to agricultural producers who may need help with ag-related disputes. We know firsthand about working together to resolve conflicts so you don't have to go through the court systems. The service is available at no cost for Oklahoma farmers and ranchers in all 77 counties. For more information, you can go to ok.gov/mediation or just give us a call at 800-248-5465.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, November 5th. It'll be seen on Dish Network, Satellite 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 8 a.m. Central Time. 17,100 head to be sold, 2,600 yearling steers, 1,800 yearling heifers, 10,600 weaned calves. If you like details about when a lot may sell, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call for information 1-800-422-2117.
Well, following some light cash cattle trade yesterday in several areas, including here in the south in our part of the country where we saw $107 trade, the focus will return to the ability for feeders to leverage higher futures prices and rising box beef values into higher cash cattle trade through the rest of the week. Again, we saw trade at about $107 here in our part of the country yesterday. Although this is not likely enough to establish an overall tone for the week, the amount of trade is a good indication of where trade is heading. Now, active gains in the hog futures midweek setting the tone for additional underlying support developing in late week trade. Initial trade is likely to break away from recent market moves and the direction of pork values, with traders putting increased focus on the weekly export sales report, which will be released before the markets open later today. Now, the traders are looking for moderate to firm new sales to China, as well as other Asian nations, which will give a better indication of the ability to move pork into these areas through the fourth quarter of the year. On the grains, wheat markets are trading higher at all three exchanges overnight, with even gains in Chicago, Kansas City, and Minneapolis. Wheat contracts have witnessed a nice resurgence the past 4 days, clawing back three quarters of the correction in late October. As discussed earlier this week, bullish demand stories out of China seem to reignite the bull cause as the world's largest producer of wheat could soon become the world's largest importers. Strong trade in corn overnight, with December futures trying to make it three straight sessions of gains. So far, grains do not seem concerned with the undecided presidential election, a relief for producers across the Midwest. On the soybeans, sharply higher trade across the soy complex overnight, with $11 soybeans back on the board for the first time this year. Soybean oil is actually leading the complex with gains of almost 2% in the front month contract. Drier forecasts in South America and the looming threat of La Nina continue to add support. We're going to check futures in just a moment.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, November 5th. It'll be seen on Dish Network, Satellite 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 8 a.m. Central Time. 17,100 head to be sold, 2,600 yearling steers, 1,800 yearling heifers, 10,600 weaned calves. If you like details about when a lot may sell, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call for information 1-800-422-2117.
Well, December live cattle up 5 cents, 107.87. February up 47, 110.77. November feeder cattle up 157, 137.70. January up 197, 135.15. December hogs up 95 cents, 66.35. Kansas City wheat, December up 2 and 3 quarters, 559 and 3 quarters. March up 3 3/4 at 566. Chicago wheat, December down 2 cents, 606. March down a half penny, 609.5. December corn is up 4 1/4, 405 1/4, and March up 5 1/4, 411 1/4. January soybeans up 22 cents, 1086 1/4. March up 22 cents at 1079 3/4. December cotton's down a penny, 70.23. March down 1 cent, 71.19.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.